Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Freese. Batting second. The left fielder, Herb Noren. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Sam Jones. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. And now, play ball. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields the ball and throws to Hillman covering. Safe. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls who is chasing the ball. Boyer reaches third base with a triple. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moon for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boyer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 1 in the game. Freese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to third. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to second. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Green is walked intentionally. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark scores. Banks moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cardinals, 1, Cubs, 1. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. Morin moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields it and throws to home to get more in. Long moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Long moves to third. Walls moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark juggles the ball. That's an error on Dark. Jones moves to second. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Noren strikes out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to third. Freese moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks throws to second for 1, and Taylor throws to first, and Long drops the ball. Jones scores. Freese scores. Boyer moves to second. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 2 in the game. Moon hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 2 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casco moves to third. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freeze takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Irv Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Noren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Long moves to third. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to third. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-3 in the game. Moon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cunningham scores. Boyer moves to second. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Boyer moves to third. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Taylor Phillips. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner strikes out. Green drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tanner out. One out. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell now playing second base. Don Elston now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Don Elston. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Johnny Gorrell. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.